Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Donovan's here, too. Jim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's already had his 14th anniversary with us. He is the author of a number of books, including Handbook to a Happier Life. He's one of the guys we reach out to when we want to make sure that we get some gain and maintain some balance in our lives. Jim Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back.
That's amazing. Congratulations on your 15 years. I mean,
how about
you are
that?
A maniac. I'm telling you, man.
Thanks.
You are nuts. 15 years. That's a dedication. You've got to be the most dedicated small business person there is.
No, really, you know what? There are millions more out there. And, you know, Jim, you're just like me. You're doing the same. I mean, you were doing this before. You've been doing it a long time, and you've been helping people for a long time, and that's what we do. That's what small business
is. I don't know how to not do it.
That's exactly right. Somebody asked me when I was going to retire, and I said, I don't know how to stop.
Yeah, how do you retire to do what? What are you going to do, watch the grass grow?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yeah. And so I said, just come to my funeral. That's when I'll retire.
Well, Steve Seabold says that about speakers. He says, speakers never, why would you retire? This is a great gig. Why would you, anybody they write by, they don't retire, they just die.
They speak, and one day they don't speak anymore. Take you out feet first. So,
seriously.
So let's help us. I'm going to say, based on the surveys that I cover that other people conduct of small businesses and my own surveys, their own polls of small business owners, based on what I've seen from those reports over the last 4 years, I'm not going out on a limb by saying that small business owners, the most small business owners, are not happy about this election, and they're concerned. More importantly, they're concerned about where things are going. Can you put things in perspective for us?
Yeah, I think I can. I don't claim to be an expert in that, but I've been around long enough to kind of get a handle on this, and I'm not going to get into the politics of it, regardless of what you think. The election, thankfully, is over.
Mm-hmm.
The political phone calls have stopped. The postcards have stopped. My life could go back to where it was. The reality, I think, and I've been in business since 1974 in one form or another, so I have a little different perspective on this, and I don't know that the government, I mean, yeah, the government can do certain things, but I think what's going to change the economy, what's always changed the economy from other recessions, has been the small business community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take people to stop talking about the problems. You get more of what you focus on. Everybody's focusing on problems. Let's change the conversation. Let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about what's working. Let's talk about what's going right. I will guarantee you that anyone listening to this right now, that in 10 minutes looking at their business, I could find things that they could be doing that would improve it. Anybody from the outside can come in. If they just stop and step back from it and say, what's working, why is this working, and how do I do more of it, they're going to start moving in a whole different direction. They've got assets, they've got opportunities, myself included. I got stuff laying here in my office that it's like, why am I not doing something with this? Why am I not doing something like that? We get so blinded by the day-to-day. It's what Michael Gerber says, we're so busy working in the business, we can't work on it. That's why I tell, I've told groups of business people, if you don't have a business coach, you're leaving money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I mean, I don't even coach much anymore, but if you don't have somebody working with you, you're crazy. I mean, really, you're leaving money on the table because you're missing opportunity. And that's what's going to change the economy. And it's changing. I was watching some things on 60 Minutes last night. I had a piece on manufacturing. And their biggest problem is getting trained employees.
Right.
It's not having jobs.
The biggest
problem
biggest problem that B2B, especially business-to-business small businesses have right now, meaning they're, as you say, manufacturers or their customers or business owners, other businesses, if the biggest challenge they have right now is not necessarily more sales, or if they need more sales, that's one. But number two is finding qualified people, and they may be not be exclusive either. They may be connected. There may be the fact that they can't get more workers means that they can't get more business. Right. Qualified workers, I should say.
Yeah, exactly. And then because they can't get more business, they can't pay the people.
So think about that. Think about that. Talk about water everywhere, not a drop to drink.
Yeah.
I mean, we got millions of people unemployed, but yet we have employers who can't find qualified people. That's what does that say about America, Jim?
It's been like that for a long time. One of the guys in 60 Minutes brought that up. He said, you know, there was a time when companies trained people. He was a professor from Wharton. And I don't totally agree with everything he said, but he's right in this, because I was in the training business back in the 70s. I've always been involved in training and communications throughout my life. Companies used to spend a lot of resources, a lot of money training their employees. Right. They stopped doing that somewhere in the 80s or 90s or whatever. I don't know. I'm not in that corporate world. But they stopped doing it. Now it's like, okay, the government's responsible for this, or the city, or you know, it's on you. Well, that's nice, but those same companies now turn around going, oh, we can't find any trained people. Well, hey, guess what?
Well, what they did was...
And now they can't afford to train the people.
No, that's right. Well, in cutting their budgets in order to be profitable, a lot, especially the bigger companies, in order to be profitable, to hold the stock price up, they gutted a lot of their training programs, a lot of the programs that was really some of the heavy assets, some of the long-term assets of their company that had kept them strong. They those are gone now, probably a lot of them, and that may be what you're seeing. But the thing that's happening for small businesses, a lot of small businesses and big businesses have put their growth plans on hold, anticipating a different result in the election. Now that they didn't get it,
plans back.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this is going to be the next year or two. We're going to see people saying, "Well, this is what I got. I'm not going to get anything new. I'm not going to put my life on hold anymore." And they'll start investing, big companies and small companies.
Sure, and that's a good thing. And I think, you know, I a certain amount of my life I live on trust, and I have to trust to a degree that the people that we send to Washington will do what we send them there to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out. We've had a gridlock Congress. We've had the worst Congress since 1942. But it is what it is, and I think Congress got a big wake-up call, and everybody's got a big wake-up call. It's like, all right, people are angry. Let's get back to work. Let's stop all the political crap.
Let's just start
doing our jobs, man.
JimDonovan.com, right?
JimDonovan.com.
Jim Donovan, DONOVAN.com. Check it out. His books are there. All the things he writes about are there. You want to keep up with what Jim has to say. 20 after, right back after these messages. Stay with me. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.